welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. Again, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And it always is. It's very fascinating. There's always something to learn. That's important. It's interesting, you know, listening to John Taylor Gatto, which we will hear in a moment, you realize that when the lights go out as young people on critical thought, reasoning, logic, when your hard drive gets fragged as a young person, you can't just flip that switch and have it come back on. It takes considerable effort, applied effort, to turn those lights back on. It's kind of like going into a coma and then expecting to run a marathon when you come out of a coma. Not going to happen. Your muscles have atrophied to the point that it's going to take probably more work than ever before to get to a point where you can even walk and just function normally. And I think the chat room helped turn those lights back on for most of us. So I think it serves a critical and important function in that sense. To conclude once and for all, the aspect of the Bertrand Russell excerpt from The Impact of Science on Society as it relates to the subject of education, because what we're talking about is bad things that continue to happen in America. And how is this happening? Because we've all been convinced of a big lie and a volume of smaller subordinate lies, and this is how we operate. So on the same line of Monday and Tuesday's broadcasts and last week's and before, bad things happening in America, like the extreme foster kid drugging that I talked about, that continues, and no one's been held to account. Of course, the Franken chickens, we're worried about a post-Brexit deal because, you know, they don't want these Franken chickens. Why are these things being raised? Why are Americans being fed Franken chicken? It's disgusting. Talked about the story on Monday. And there are numerous other headlines. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org and look, or the Facebook page, or you know what I'm talking about, or Drudge. Just go anywhere. You can see what's happening in America is unconscionable. It really is. And the administrative overreach I talked about specifically yesterday, Greg Walden's testimony, that proves that the administrative fourth branch and these independent agencies, so-called, they've run amok and continue to, and it gets worse and worse. How is all of this happening? It all starts with education. So to conclude the Russell quote, the subject of mass psychology, that is, will make great strides when it's taken up by scientists under a scientific dictatorship. America today. The subject will make great strides when it's taken up by scientists under a scientific dictatorship. Anaxagoras maintained that snow is black, but no one believed him. The social psychologists of the future, listen, the social psychologists of the future, Bertrand Russell writes, will have a number of classes of school children. What? This is so-called education today in America. The social psychologists of the future will have a number of, as I pointed out in the past, it's interesting that he writes will. Listen to the word will used over and over and over. Again, this is published in 1952. He's not speculating. How did he know? How did they know? Again, that's kind of what we're talking about. The Reese Committee proved what Bertrand Russell was writing. How did he know? Because as the Reese Committee proved, the foundations, the major nonprofit foundations, had engineered and orchestrated a system to do precisely what Bertrand Russell was writing about in The Impact of Science on Society, which is why he writes with confidence and uses the word will over and over. Not may, not perhaps, will. The social psychologists of the future, i.e. today, will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that snow is black. Various results will soon be arrived at. First, that the influence of home is obstructive. Do we get that from kids? They come home from school and they're disobedient and disrespectful to their parents above all, perhaps, yeah. Second, that not much can be done unless indoctrination begins before the age of 10. What do we hear? We keep hearing that little Sally and little Johnny have to, you know, preschool and pre-preschool are better, and the younger the better. Third, that verses set to music and repeatedly intoned are very effective. We've played the clip from Pseudology, the TED Talk of Dr. Dimitri Christakis, talking about how baby Einstein actually creates baby idiots. But I digress. And we all know how pop culture and music infects the mind, don't we? I mean, I don't have to say anything about that. Fourth, that the opinion that snow is white must be held to show a morbid taste for eccentricity. But I anticipate it is for future scientists to make these maxims precise and discover exactly how much it costs per head to make a child believe that snow is black, and how much less it would cost to make them believe it is dark gray. Although this science will be diligently studied, it will be rigidly confined to the governing class. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. Think about it. Ask the average person. Any political stance, any religious stance. Do you firmly believe that? Okay, how did you come to believe that? Was this after years of hours of study and thoughtful, considerate? No. You have no idea? That's interesting. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. We're there in America. But there are other reasons for those forces, and we'll probably hear from John Taylor Gatto here in a minute about that. So to conclude, last excerpt from The Impact of Science on Society by Bertrand Russell, again published in 1952, as it relates to the subject of education. Listen to this. It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. Fidel laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. Have you ever tried to intelligently debate a person on a point that has been hammered into their mind, almost literally, from this kind of age and perspective? It's virtually impossible to get them even to acknowledge. I mean, name some of the controversial subjects. We have the JFK assassination or 9/11 to try to have any kind of intelligent discussion with folks who have come through this system, had their minds sanitized and then engineered their thinking for them, or so-called. Continuing, but in his day, Fidel's day, this was an unattainable ideal. What he regarded as the best system in existence produced Karl Marx. In future, such failures are not likely to occur where there is a dictatorship. Again, enter America. Diet injections and injunctions will combine. Why do you get a ticket for crossing the street? How is it possible that someone on two wheels without a seatbelt can speed faster than you to catch up with you on four wheels in an enclosed vehicle to get to cite you for speeding? The perversion of logic is staggering. Diet injections and injunctions, that's how. And the most influential modern method of propaganda, so-called education, they combine dietary, injective, and injunctive behavior modification systems will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that will be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they're so. Unbelievable. This is precisely where we are in America today. It's astonishing. And it's even more astonishing that folks don't realize what is happening. That this is happening all around us. And with each new abuse and encroachment and moving of the line, it's just normalized. It's just astonishing what's happening in this country and what has been normalized. Again, we should just end it with the story of extreme drugging of foster kids. It shouldn't be extreme drugging of foster kids. It should be drugging of kids or really anyone. When you're giving people psychotropics that even the commercials we played, I think Abilify is one of the commercials that talks about how it's thought to work by affecting serotonin levels in the brain. Go to any drug education class, those remedial classes that they have for folks that as a result of a judge sentencing folks to the education, drug and alcohol education classes, in those classes, in the most remedial of classes, they talk about how these chemicals work by disrupting the levels of chemicals in your brain, serotonin in particular. See, this is a synthetic counterfeit of serotonin, and it disrupts your serotonin levels by counterfeiting serotonin. Your body shuts down production because it says, oh, we got enough. We have more than enough, actually. So, and if you're taking those psychotropics, then your body shuts down production, and all of a sudden, if there's a disruption in the medication, then sure, you're suicidal and homicidal. That's a fact. I've mentioned the study for years. One of my favorite studies on this, the Harry Frank Guggenheim Foundation series, The Biology of Aggression, Volume 3, Spring 1999. This is not new information. 20 years ago, Joel Wallman, the program officer, wrote a piece titled Serotonin and Impulse Aggression, Not So Fast. And in it, he mentioned among other words correlation between serotonin deficit and impulsive violence, both self and other directed. In other words, you become suicidal and homicidal, is a recurrent finding in these studies. Moreover, studies in non-human animals, weird term, in which serotonin levels were experimentally reduced through chemical intervention found an increase in aggressive behavior, suggesting that the correlation found in human research reflects a true causal relationship. In other words, one might say perhaps the drug manufacturers that produce and circulate these SSRI psychotropics, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor psychotropics, are responsible and the progenitors of this society-wide correlation that reflects a true causal relationship between serotonin disruption and violent and aggressive behavior, or impulsive violence, as Joel Wallman calls it in his piece. Correlation found in human research reflects a true causal relationship between serotonin deficit and impulsive violence, both self and other directed. I mean, how much more clearly do you want to put it than that? And we're doing this not just to people, and people are paying for this. Think about what is happening in this society. People go to the movies and watch a CIA movie about a CIA movie, so to speak, and they're paying for this propaganda. People watch commercials where two paid actors, one paid actor has a sad face, and the voiceover is talking about how this person has a sad face, and the sad face paid actor goes to see a white coat actor in Milgram experiment fashion, and the white coat paid actor in Milgram experiment fashion prescribes something to the sad face paid actor. The sad face paid actor suddenly has a happy face. Meanwhile, the voiceover is talking about all of the side effects. Side effects may include death. People watching this commercial between two paid actors see that and go see their healthcare professional for prescription, and they actually pay for side effects that may include death. But you know what? My copay is low, so, I mean, it's okay. It all works out. Astonishing. America, what is happening to you? We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Let's take a break for a second and go to the phones. Shall we? Let's grab Mer in Wisconsin. Mer, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I'm being prohibited from joining the lively conversation in the chat room, so I thought I would do it for real because it would reach more people anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, did you say?
I said uh-oh, yeah.
Okay, Lark has posted in here, the greatest lie is the lie of omission. George Orwell or Eric Blair said that. And then he has the sum of all things is the truth. And you know he likes to use that in his Lark in Texas blog spot. But that was by a William Blair. Infrospect.com is the website he has posted. Mm-hmm. And if you go there, you see that he said that in 2005. And so then this begs the question, what is missing? What is being omitted that kind of sums up everything?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to refer to an interview that was done of a Harold Wallace Rosenthal, who was the administrative assistant to Jacob Javits, who you know is, he was in government for like 42 years and managed to get through many of the things that are so harmful to our society, the civil rights, the gay rights, many of Johnson's things, and much, much mm-hmm. more. But anyway, Mr. Rosenthal was asked, and one of the things he said was money is more important than morality. And he later then said money power was essential in carrying out our master plan of international conquest through propaganda, which education has become, of course.
Mm-hmm.
When asked how they proposed doing this, he said, at first, by controlling the banking system, we were able to control corporation capital. Through this, we acquired total monopoly of the movie industry, the radio networks, and the newly developing television media. Of course, we have the Internet now that they control also. The printing industry, newspapers, periodicals, and technical journals had already fallen into our hands. So that means they write history, doesn't it? The richest plum was later to come when we took over the publication of all school materials. Through these vehicles, we could mold public opinion to suit our own purposes. The people are only stupid pigs that grunt and squeal the chance we give them, whether they be truth or lies. Okay, isn't that what we're seeing? Okay, and he had said that we're like castrated, you know, feminized. And we're literally seeing that. They want to castrate the baby boys, basically. I mean, beyond circumcision, then now in school, turn them into girls. Literally castrate them. Okay, so, and now we see, right now, basically, we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening the police chief with cutting off their funding in D.C., and she slips. She keeps saying, oh, we shouldn't have lost congressional laptop be returned. And then she slipped and said, my laptop. Okay, and quick swallowed that back up. And we see she's on the run now and hiding. Why would that be? What's on this? You know, besides voting, which is horrible, and they've brought the whole society down, the whole country, all of our people living their lives, you know, omitting things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're about to have a break, huh?
Yep.
You want to hear any more from me?
Sure. Yeah. Hang around if you like. We're headed into a break. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Byron, for the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. And we're on the phones. We have Murr in Wisconsin on the line. Before we go back to the kind of topic line at hand, is there more that you want to add, Murr?
Yeah, just that in this interview, this Mr. Rosenthal, this administrative assistant to Jacob Javits, a very powerful senator, as we know, said, "We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people. Then we promote both sides of the issue as confusion reigns." Isn't that what's happening with the media?
Mm-hmm.
"With their eyes fixed on the issues, they fail to see who is behind every scene. We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse." And then he said, as the conversation went on into the late hours, one could sense that perhaps America deserves the reign of terror being planned for her. "The Jewish mind pits every ethnic group against the other. The blood of the masses will flow as we wait for our day of world victory," Mr. Rosenthal said coldly. "This is the same dialogue spoken by communist revolutionary leaders. For hours after this incredible discussion, a sense of inadequacy prevailed. Is it possible that another group of human beings could be so treacherous in spirit, so evil in intent? Yet the words heard and the evidence at hand are real. Is it possible that the American people can remain docile even while their life's blood is being drained from them? It seems so." I want to add one other thing, a big omission, and it really annoys me. We have all this degradation of Hitler when he made money for the people. That was the primary thing. In 1933, March 24th to be exact, Judea declared war on Germany. And then guess what? They boycotted in every country, wherever they were. They put up signs and boycotted German goods. And what are we not allowed to do? What is being put into law? Who runs our country? We can't boycott another country because they're harming us? Why is that? So I'm saying, Hitler also sent 20 peace proposals. They didn't want to go to war, and when they finally did, there were people all over the world, Islamic, Hindu, that fought with them against this tyranny, this hidden tyranny. Because they do run the money, the mammon, all over the world.
Right. And
I mean, before all this uproar with Russia, churches mysteriously were burning, all these old Orthodox Christian churches in New York and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a very visible threat.
Other places, yeah.
Anyway, but I mean, this is where we've gotten to. And Kara St. Louis did quite a bit of research on the Prussian system of education. It goes back to in the 1700s. And Massachusetts is where it started. And the parents fought. I mean, I don't know if any were killed, but they were locked up because they didn't want their children hauled off to school. They wanted them to learn at home. You know, learn what you need to do for your life. And reading and writing. I mean, I spent 2 years with my grandmother, well, 1 year to make up 2 years. And it was the most educational, you know, to have that loving tutor. But strict as she was, she also wanted me to go out, you know, it was in Appalachia, Lookout Mountain, so I would go and take things for her. She would sew for people and cook, and the people were so happy. They had nothing. I mean, most of them were coal miners, you know, and the children were just beaming all the time. I mean, you know, they were dirty, but that turns out that's an antibiotic, right? So, I mean, we have everything upside down and inside out and in fear. That's the main thing. That's the real problem. But yep. This Prussian system eventually did, you know, I mean, they fought and fought, but where did education first start? Mandatory? Massachusetts. So it's just over time. You know, they stretch it out over time. You know, but it's the same parasite. If you look in Acts 24, you'll see Drusilla was the Jewish wife of Felix, who kept Paul incarcerated and had to pleasure the Jews by giving them money. I mean, this is not their first rodeo, okay? Their tactics are sodomy and usury. This is just a different empire. Now, in your chat room, where I'm banned, CFR, Sovereign Man, like to differ that the second question, the second lie is a presumption, Murr. And I'm not sure if he's talking about the sum of all things is the truth. And that is just one way of putting it. And all truths, none of them are reality, okay? It has to be the sum of all truths is reality, I would think, rather than the sum of all things is the truth. But that's one way of putting it, you know, phrase. But our truth, as we're shown it, you know, as a legal sense, is a microdot in the negative law of God, which is everything. And living out here in the wild, I know it's a peaceful, loving, you know, sure, creatures go after each other. And just the other day, they're mowing hay, so all the ground nesting birds lost their families, you know. So I put up more perches for them so they could get up and call for mates to come and start another family before it's too late this year, you know. I mean, we got to do what we can do in every avenue.
Right on. I appreciate your call, Murr. We're going to jump back on track here and see if we
got to break out of this death cult, okay?
Yeah, ooh, I appreciate your call.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Great call. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about how this is happening. And we're going to use a video from the School Sucks Project to illustrate this. This is a brief treatise titled The New Dumbness by John Taylor Gatto, based on Gatto's book. From the School Sucks Project, like I said. But John Taylor Gatto's book, The Underground History of American Education, is the basis for this excerpt from the prologue, section 6, titled The New Dumbness. So if you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
What happens as you collect data is that it forms itself into patterns, And if you record the patterns and test them to see that they hold true, eventually that suggests behaviors.
That's a different clip. Isn't that from the Six Purposes of Schooling? Do we have the dumbness clip? What's that? The New Dumbness by John Taylor Gatto. Part four in a series of short.
Ordinary people send their children to school to get smart, but what modern schooling teaches is dumbness. It's a religious idea gone out of control. You don't have to accept that, though, to realize that this kind of economy would be jeopardized by too many smart people who understand too much.
Listen, Chris, I'm not into name-calling here. I think we've
got
to...
Old-fashioned dumbness used to be simple ignorance. Now it is transformed from ignorance into permanent mathematical categories of relative stupidity, like gifted and talented, mainstream and special ed. Categories in which learning is rationed for the good of a system of order. Dumb people are no longer merely ignorant. Now they are indoctrinated. Their minds conditioned with substantial doses of commercially prepared disinformation dispensed for tranquilizing purposes. Jacques Ellul, whose book Propaganda is a reflection on the phenomenon, warned us that prosperous children are more susceptible than others the effects of schooling because they are promised more lifelong comfort and security for yielding wholly. Quote, critical judgment disappears altogether, for in no way can there ever be collective critical judgment. The individual can no longer judge for himself because he inescapably relates his thoughts to the entire complex of values and prejudices established by propaganda. With regard to political situations, he is given ready-made value judgments, invested with the power of the truth by the word of experts, unquote. The new dumbness is particularly deadly to middle and upper-class kids already made shallow by multiple pressures to conform imposed by the outside world on their usually lightly rooted parents. When they come of age, they are certain they must know something because their degrees and licenses say they do. They remain so convinced until an unexpectedly brutal divorce, a corporate downsizing in midlife, or panic attacks of meaninglessness upset the precarious balance of their incomplete humanity. Alan Bullock, the English historian, said evil was a state of incompetence. If true, our school adventure has filled the 20th century with evil. Ellul puts it this way, the individual has no chance to exercise his judgment either on principal questions or on their implication. Once personal judgment and critical faculties have disappeared or have atrophied, they will not simply reappear when propaganda is suppressed. Years of intellectual and spiritual education would be needed to restore such faculties. The propagandee, if deprived of one propaganda, will immediately adopt another. This will spare him the agony of finding himself vis-a-vis some event without a ready-made opinion. According to all official analysis, dumbness isn't taught, as I claim it is, but is innate in a great percentage of what has come to be called the workforce. Workforce itself is a term that should tell you much about the mind that governs modern society. According to official reports, only a small fraction of the population is capable of what you and I call mental life, creative thought, analytical thought, and judgmental thought. Just how small a fraction would shock you? According to these experts, the bulk of the mob is hopelessly dumb, even dangerously so. If you believe nothing can be done for the dumb except kindness, because it's biology, if you believe capitalist oppressors have ruined the dumb because they're bad people, if you believe dumbness reflects depraved moral fiber, or it's nature's way of disqualifying boobies from the reproduction sweepstakes, or nature's way of providing someone to clean your toilet, or it's evidence of bad karma, if you believe any of the various explanations given for the position of the dumb in the social order we have, then you will be forced to concur that a vast bureaucracy is indeed necessary to address the dumb. Otherwise, they would murder us in our beds. Dumb people don't exist in sufficient numbers to warrant the careers devoted to tending to them. Mass dumbness first had to be imagined. It isn't real. Once the dumb are wished into existence, they serve valuable functions. As a danger to themselves and others, they have to be watched, classified, disciplined, trained, medicated, sterilized, ghettoized, cajoled, coerced, and jailed. To idealists, they represent a challenge. Reprobates to be made socially useful. Either way you want it, hundreds of millions of perpetual children require paid attention from millions of adult custodians. An ignorant horde to be schooled one way or another.
So there you have it. Remember, I said, after reading the final excerpt from Russell's Impact of Science on Society, that there is a reason for the military and policemen. That's kind of some insight there on exactly why. So what can be done about this? Well, I want to talk more about that, but we'll probably address that in tomorrow's broadcast. Nothing is more important than this subject matter. What we're doing to ourselves, one another, our posterity, this madness should stop. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Michigan. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Great broadcast.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks for calling. That was a great injection of knowledge from Murr. And you asked the question regarding how it is. Of course, your presentation delves into the mechanism of indoctrination with disinfo propaganda. And of course, previously you chronicled the masterful disinfo propaganda campaign of Edward Bernays, Crystallizing Public Opinion, Propaganda. Then I guess this guy mentioned Jacques Derrida, Propaganda. So, generally when I rise in the morning and I fire up the smartphone, I'll look up the current weather on AccuWeather. And because I was curious about Ann Arbor, where my sister was going today, I decided to check out Ann Arbor's AccuWeather, and here's a interesting article right on that site. Earth overshoot just exhausted a year's worth of the planet's resources. The earliest ever Earth overshoot day today, August 2, means humans are pushing the planet to its ecological limit at an accelerated pace.
Just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to
Welcome back.
Final segment of today's broadcast. This Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. We're on the phones. We have Fred in Michigan on the line. Fred, can you back up and just restate that citation that you were making before the break, please?
Yeah. Well, it's on AccuWeather.com. The title of the article: Earth Overshoot Day, we've just exhausted a year's worth of the planet's resources. All right, this Earth Overshoot Day, August 2, today, means humans are pushing the planet to its ecological limit at an accelerated pace. Previously known as Ecologic Debt Day, the global population's demand exceeds the amount of resources Mother Earth can produce for the year. The date has slowly crept up from 21 December in 1971. Dr. Mathis Wackernagel, how's that for a Talmudic Zohar Jew name? Mathis Wackernagel, CEO, Global Footprint Network, co-creator of the Ecologic Footprint. The Ecologic Footprint, discovered in the 1990s, but it was co-created by Dr. Mathis Wackernagel, CEO of the Global Footprint Network, is the only metric that measures how much of nature's resources humans use and how much we currently have. We spend, research shows humanity's These entities, these satanic, bastard, Babylonian, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, serpent semenite, slime bag, humanitarian supremacists, they view everyone else as human, right? And I believe human means something at the level of a sewer rat, okay? And I heard one of these ass clowns call in a year ago, Coast to Coast AM.
Watch the language.
What?
Watch the language.
That's, I'm using that from Clyde Lewis, who is a syndicated 50,000 watt. His phrase, ass clown, ass brain.
Yeah, well, let's not use it here. Let's raise the level of discussion here.
Here, I'm going to direct you to get up to date here. Harold Rosenthal, YouTube, The Hidden Tyranny. Merv didn't actually cite it, but that's it. It's on YouTube, mm-hmm. The Hidden Tyranny, mm-hmm. Harold Rosenthal. Also,
yeah, I think it comes up top in most searches, too, so, yep.
That's for New World Order, NWO, Observer.wordpress.com, and look up Fabian Society, Freemasonry, and World Communitarianism. I finally did what Lark was admonishing all of us to do when I looked up Fabian Society, Communitarianism, New World Order, about a six-minute present. Blew my mind. They're responsible, yeah. Culpable, exclusively.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thanks, Fred. It's that'll take us to the end of the broadcast, folks. As always, I hope it was informative, and as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.